The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
We continue our discussion of the sugya, the fundamental sugya of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, which deals with the nature of the relationship between the Yavam and the potential relationship, or the relationship that exists now because of the potential marriage that exists between the Yavam and the Shemeres Yavam, vis-a-vis the relationship between the Yavam and the Kroivim of the potential Yavama. We discussed what will be the din if she dies, would he be allowed to marry her mother? Is he considered to have now an existing relationship with her because at any point he could be Baaleh, she's Oymid Liyos Ishtoy, similar, so to speak, to Marusa, who's not living with her husband, but there's a kinyan between them. She also is not allowed to marry Hachutzah, Siyeshna Mezachutzah. Does that define that there's an existing relationship? Now, that relationship is only in potential, and there's nothing here. Now, we discussed that according to Rav and Shmuel, there is a relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. However, the Machlokes Yesh Zika and Ein Zika is that we look at the relationship as an independent, right now, like an Arusa of the Yavam. The Yavama is Oymid Liyos Ishtei, she's like an Arusa of the Yavam, so there's an existing relationship. Or we look at the Yavama as being attached, as being still bound, Be'ishus, to the mace. We look at the fact that she's not allowed to get married to somebody else. Is a result of the issues that's left over. The issues hamace, the kinyan of the Yavam is predicated on the issues. It's so to speak, the issues of his brother is passed over to him. It's ki'ilu he's yerush his brother's wife. And that's why it's lachem lachem shame, because it's the same issues. The issues of the Yavam, and the Yavam is based, or it starts, the starting point of that issues is the issues that existed between the mace. In order for the mace to be lo yimocha shmoy miYisrael, we continue his issues with the marriage to the brother. That's the way we explain that that's a machlekes in Ein Zika according to the Bavli. We mention that the Yerushalmi, there would seem to be somewhat of a different approach. The Yerushalmi says that the din of Rav Hamnuna, which is discussed in Aftzadik Dalet, which is that Shemeres Yovam Shezinso becomes a Soita. That means that the Shemeres Yovam, a woman who's a Medes Lisyabim Ayde Shimon, Reuven died, she's a Medes Lisyabim Ayde Shimon, if she's Mizana, not only is she ever loved Lisyash Tamez Achutzo, but it's as if she violated her marriage with Shimon. And we explained that if anything, that would mean that there's a relationship with Shimon, and the Bavli would seem to be fakered, and we explained that no. The reason why she's considered a soita is because she's violated her issues with the mace. But in Yerushalmi, it says Mufurish not that way. Yerushalmi says in Perek Beis the soita that the issues of the din of Rav Hamnuna is only if you hold Yesh Zika. Not if you hold Ein Zika the way it is by us in the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Daled. If you hold Yesh Zika, if you hold that there's an existing relationship now between the Yavam and the Yavama, then we could say that if she's Mizana, she's in violation of her relationship with the Yavam, and she would become Asuraloi. She becomes Asur to the Yavam because she violated her relationship with him. That means that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that the predicate or the basis of the issues, and that's why there's a real issues with Din Soita and a Din Ein Kiddushin Tovsin was based on the issues Hameis. The Yerushalmi holds that issues of Yavam and Yavam is based on a relationship between Yavam and Yavam, like an Arusa, where she's miyuchid loish, there's some type of kinyan between the Yavam and Yavam, he's asura b'kroi v'seh, she's asur b'kroi v'ov. That seems to be the opinion of the Yerushalmi. What's interesting is that the Rambam seems to adopt a position which sounds like this. The Rambam, when he's discussing the dinim of kroivas hukosin, the cheshbonis are a little bit complicated, but the Rambam is talking about the Isser to marry Kroivas Kukasa. That means, we'll say Reuven and Shimon. Of course, Reuven and Shimon. We'll say there's a Rachel and Leah. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died. Rachel, his wife, is Kuka to Shimon. What is the nature of the Isser? Shimon is not allowed to marry the sister of Rachel, Leah. It's Achoyes Kukosoy. Kroivas Kukosoy Asura. Is it awesome in Derabon or awesome in Deraisa? Could be it's only awesome in Derabon. Could be there really is no relationship that exists as of yet between Shimon and between Rachel, between potential Yavam. She's only potential. If you hold Ein Zika, there is no relationship. So it could be that if you hold Yesh Zika, it's also only Midirabonon. Some Rishonim are of such an opinion. There are riots like this from the Sugis. And Rambam is clear not that way. The Rambam is in Yibum Perakal of Halach Yud Gimu Yudal. The Rambam says that Kroivas Kukosoy is Midiraisa. What doesn't fit is that we understand that whenever there's an issue between a man and a woman, that issue does not become bottle Lachamisa. That means that if somebody marries a woman, after she passes away, he's not allowed to marry her mother. He's allowed to marry her sister. That's the only erva that becomes mutalak hamisa. One is not allowed to marry any erva just because the cause of the erva is no longer there. Does that mean that issues exist after a person dies? That's a philosophical hakira. We'll leave that aside. The point of the matter is that the relationship continues after, same way a person would consider somebody his sister-in-law after his wife passed away. The relationship between the two, if it's his mother-in-law, it's still his mother-in-law in Hilchas Arayis, even after his wife passes away. So, the Rambam, what's interesting is that the Rambam, even the issue of marrying Kroivas Kukosoy, is Deraisa, what happens if his Yevama dies? L'chor, there should be an issue to marry the Yevama's mother. It's his mother-in-law. If you're telling me that there's an Issa Deraisa to marry his Yevama's mother, because it's halachically, we look at it as his mother-in-law, it's already his mother-in-law because there's an existing halachic relationship between the Yevam and the Yevama, then the same should be true once the potential Yevama Rachel passes away. He should not be allowed to marry her mother because it's his mother-in-law. His wife passed away, but a mother-in-law is a mother-in-law, even Lachamisa. And still the Rambam says over there that it's only Asim Derabonon, it's not Asim Deraisa. And the question is why? Why does the erva not continue? So the answer would seem to be, Nochum Pertsovich is Meirich on this Indian in his shir in Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, those that learned in the Mir and those that weren't Zeichet to learn in the Mir. The Yevamis of Reb Nochum contains all the fundamental Yesodis of this very intricate Masechta, and Reb Nochum explained at great length and depth that the relationship of Arayis, where a regular relationship where somebody is married to a woman and La'achar Moiso, the relationship continues, is because the relationship is not based on any future considerations. When a man marries a woman, he's married to her, period. It's not subjective. There's an objective reality of a relationship between him and his wife, and that relationship creates a relationship of Arayis with his wife's mother, Chamoiso. Masha'enkin by Yibum, the relationship is not really here. It's not like an Arusa. It's a relationship because of the Yibum that will happen. It's only a relationship subjective to the Yibum that will be performed La'achazman. What that means is that right now, because she's a medis lehisyavim loy, so right now there is a yachas, there is a rayas between, there is an issues between the Yavam and the Yavama. He's also a deraisa and her mother, because it's his mother-in-law. It's like his mother-in-law in that sense. Masha'enkin, if ultimately his Yevama dies, that means that the relationship was never consummated. She was never konuloy, she never became his wife. If she never became his wife, that tells us that the relationship never took off. Which means that lemafreya, we look at the relationship as not being a relationship of issues. The issues, again, the issues of Yovam and Yevama is subjective to the fact that Yibum will be performed at any future point. If she dies, if the Yevama dies, and because of that, the same would be true, by the way, if the Yovam dies, now she could marry his son, let's say. We don't look at it as a son of her husband. We say that the relationship between the Yovam and the Yevama was subjective only insofar that Yibum was actually performed later on. This would sound more like the Yerushalmi, because according to the Bavli, we explained that either the Ishus is an Ishus, or the Ishus is not an Ishus. The Yerushalmi seems to understand that Yesh Zika means there's a relationship which is based on the future Yibum to be performed, Ein Zika means that it's only a relationship that it will be. Right now there is no yachas between the Yovam and the Yavam. There's no family relationship between them that creates an Isser L'Kroi Vov, L'Kroi Voisel. Let's continue in this vein to explain other halachos in the Yerushalmi. Let's just clarify what we just said. The Yerushalmi, the Rambam's Makro, what's interesting about the Rambam that we just said is that that's Mufurush in the Yerushalmi. The way the Rishonim learn the Bavli doesn't hold that way. The Bavli holds that if you hold that Isser, Kroivas, Kukoso is also Mideraisa, it's not just a Takona, but it's also Mideraisa, there is a real relationship, Yesh Zika, between the Yom and Yavam, and that would be true Lachamisa. The Yerushalmi is the Shita that's Mechadish, not like the Bavli, that Bechayov, when the Yom and Yavam are both still potentially Oymid, to create a relationship of Yibum between them, to create an Ishus, then there is an Ishus now. Mashenken Lachamisa, where it's clear that that marriage will never be consummated, that is his bottle of Mafreya, and there is no Issa Deraisa, that is his only Durabona. That would seem to be the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi. Like we're saying, that's why the Yerushalmi holds that Shemeres Yovam Shezinso is only the Pshat, and Ein Zika is the Pshat that potential relationships are not relationships. Yesh Zika is the Pshat that there is, based on the potential relationship, there's already some type of issues now. Only if you hold of Yesh Zika, the Yerushalmi says, could you hold of the Din, Shemeres Yovam Shezinso Nasa Kesoita. Because that means that there is an issue. The chiddush of the shita of Yesh Zika is that issues is here, even though it's only based on the potential issues to be created later. Now, there's an interesting, the Nachum points out an interesting Likud and Pshat. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yudalit has a long, complicated discussion. How do we know that after a man passes away, his wife is muteres l'shuk? Maybe a man. Not saying that we have that there's a half minute to have the minig of in India, when a person would die, so they would take his widows, they would take his almonas, and they would burn them on the fire where they cremated the. It's not the pshat that she has to die with him, but who says that the issur issues, should go off when he dies? Can't take that for granted. So the Gemara goes through a whole shakatay. The Gemara proves from Psukim that after a man dies, his wife is muteres l'shuk. The Bavli also adds the separate Shachar L'Tayya about how do we know that after a Yovam dies, a Yovam was Muteres L'Shuk. Till now she wasn't allowed to get married. How is she allowed to get married after the Yovam dies? What's interesting is that the Yerushalmi brings the whole discussion of the Bavli Benegeya, a regular woman, not Benegeya Yibum. Not Benegeya Yovam and a Yovam, where a Yovam died, that the Yovam is Muteres L'Shuk. Why? Explains of Nochum that in the Bavli's opinion, the issues between the Yovam and the Yavam is not potential because there will be Yibum. Right now, since she's a medis to be his wife, that means that there is already, that's just a raya, that is an existing issues between the two of them. If that's true, if one of them dies, who says that issues is Pokan? If he dies, who says she's Muteris? The same way there's issues between a man and a woman, and the Gemara needs a Makor to be Mater, the wife of the Shok. Same would be true, that you would need a Makor to be Mati the Yavam L'shuk. The Yerushalmi holds no. The Yerushalmi holds that the whole issues between a Yavam and a Yavam is only because of the issues that will be. It's only issues to be named later. So we understand that by a regulation issue where there's an existing relationship now, that the Gemara has to bring a Makor, that relationship is dissolved, she's Muteris L'shuk when he dies. But Yavama, the whole relation, the whole issues between them was only if there will be a Yibum. If he dies and it proves itself that there is no Yibum, then that means that there never was an issue between the Yavama and the Yavama. And Yavama. And it's Erech Lefnim, it's a Dava Pashut, that she would be Muteres L'shuk. The Nachum points this out, Al Derech Lebavim Yerushalmi. There's another interesting difference between the two. There's a Sugi in Kedushin of Samach Beis, where the Gemara says, the Gemara talks in terms of the Halacha, really the Gemara brings it in by us also, the halachas of Dovish Le'Baloylam. A person, as a general rule, it's usually Negein Choshe Mishpot, a person can't buy next year's crops. Future trading on the market is halachically problematic because it's based on next year's wheat prices, based on next year's dairy stock or whatever person is trading in. Person wants to buy, Reuven wants to buy from Shimon the apples of the tree later on. The halacha is that it's a davish le'baloilam, the kinyan is not chal. He can buy the tree for rights to the fruit that will grow. That's called the tekel l'peiroisa. But you can't buy fruits that don't exist yet. The Gemara, in the context of Dovah Shlomo Bal Olam, discusses a man being mekadesh a goyish woman, and being mekadesh her for when she's megayah. She's holding in the stages of giyuri. Doesn't want to. She's rus amoyavir. She's becoming a giyuris. He wants to be the forerunner of Melech HaMashiach. He wants to grab her before somebody else becomes the boyaz. He wants to marry her bigiyuso for when she becomes, obviously there's no tvisis kedushin in a goyish woman. He wants to be mekadesh her lekishet disgayri. Or let's say a shivcha after the odin will free her, and so on. In these type of cases, the Gemara says that's the same concept of dovah shalei bala oilam. You can't create a chalois, a relationship, a kinyan with someone that's not here now. Right now, she's not a Jewish woman. She's not a Jewish woman. The kedushin is not tofes. You can't do the ma'aser kedushin for afterwards. Says the Gemara in kedushin of samach beis, hamekadesh acha sheyachlitz loch yivimtech. He's mekadesh a woman after the Yavama will free you from being bound to him by giving you chalitza. She's not allowed to get married. Zinisa and her to be mekabel kedushin. What if he's mekadesher for after she, a person in Ashuk, is mekadesh this woman for after she's muteres l'shuk? The question was one time even discussed in one of the tshuva svarim, where there was a woman whose husband, a young woman whose husband was lost in battle. They proved his death. Sometimes in battle, it's hard to prove a death. That's the sugis. The end of the Masechta, the sugis of Aguna. In this case, she wasn't Aguna, but there was a while that because of war, because of poor transportation, that she would not be able to get a chalitza from his existing brother. So they knew that it would take a few months, or maybe it was in America. I don't remember the details of the story in one of the tshuva svarim. And it would take a few months. In the interim, somebody wanted to be mekadesh. She was a young amana. She was a young, obviously well-off, well-established woman. And there were many people that wanted to marry her. Somebody wanted to be mekadesh. Lacha sheyachloitz. And this is mamash the Gemara. Lacha shetachloitz. Lacha shetachloitz loch yivimtech. Taloch zeinu mekudesh. It's double shalei bala elo. The Yerushalmi says, is interesting chiddush, which doesn't seem to be true in the Bavli. This is only true if he wants to be mekadesher after the Yovam is choylitzer. But what it would be if somebody would want to be mekadesh, the same woman who's trapped, who's a aguna, because she's waiting for Yibum from her brother-in-law, her dead husband's, deceased husband's brother, and the potential husband, Minashuk, is mekadesher, he wants to be mekadesher for after the Yovam dies, for instance. We'll give a Pashut example. Pashut an example where we're being again halacha lemaisa. There was a woman, let's say Reuven married Rachel. Reuven unfortunately passed away. Reuven was a kohen. I'm sorry, not Reuven was a kohen. Reuven was Yisrael. It's not a gay that Reuven was a kohen. Reuven married her. Reuven died, left Rachel without children. Rachel cannot marry Lashuk until she receives chalitza or yibum from Shimon. Shimon happens to be somebody who's living on borrowed time. Shimon is deathly ill. Shimon, Reuven's brother, was in the same accident, let's say, as Reuven, and he's not going to be alive in another few months. Now, there is a mitzvah chalitza, but the mitzvah chalitza will then turn her into like a grusha. There's a din derabbanan that a woman who receives chalitza is like a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. And there's somebody who's very interested in marrying her, who's a kohen. So he wants to propose marrying her la'acha shetomus the yivoma. He doesn't want to wait, because if he waits, maybe somebody else will take her. But he wants to marry her now. He wants to tie her up. He wants to marry her now. La'acha shetomus yivimtech. Then she'll be an amana. She's not a grusha. She'll be muteres to a kohen. So the Yerushalmi is mechalik and kedushin of samach beis on that sugya between la'acha shetomus yivimtech, la'acha shetachlitz yivimtech. Look, there's no chilik between the two. Both of them, right now, she's not available. She's not muteres l'shuk. La'acha zman, she will be available l'shuk. What's the chilik of the Yerushalmi? And remember, the Bavli doesn't seem to hold this way. Says Reb Nochum that the Yerushalmi l'shita soi. We understand that the reason why in Isha that's asura l'shuk, the reason why she can't be mekabel kedushin, is because right now she's like a married woman. She's not married, but she has a relationship with the Yovam. L'siyeishes hameis achutza. She's tied up the same way in Eishes. She can't be mekabel kedushin for after her husband dies. Somebody wants to be mekadesh a woman la'achar that your husband dies, or la'achar that your husband will be megaresh as you. That lochus the kedushin is not chelz. Davish lebaloyla. So to Yavama, Yavama right now is bound to the Yavam. She can't be Makabal Kedushin. She's a Tzadavish Lebalayim. That relationship doesn't exist. It's only something that could exist in the future. Masha'en Kain, when we talk about Lachash Tomus, Yavimtech, we're talking about that then after the Yavam dies, it'll be Nizbar that she never was bound to him. The way we explain to Yerushalmi, the relationship between the Yavam and Yavama is only insofar that it culminates, that it's consummated with a yibum. If it culminates in a marriage relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, that means that the whole time they were semi-married, like an arusa. But if he dies, l'mafre, that means that the relationship between them is batal. So when fellow minachutz, in the story that we just said, was mekadesher, l'mafre, it comes out, it wasn't a davar shel balaylam. She was potentially roy. Just had to wait to find out that there's not going to be a yibum. Says Ibn Nochum, but chalitza is different. Chalitza means that there is some type of chalois between them. Vaharayishas din of a grusha, it's as if they got married and he divorced her. Chalitza means that some type of relationship between them was consummated. The halacha is that a chalitza, after chalitza, he's not allowed to marry her relatives and she's not allowed to marry his relatives. It's as if they had issues together. Why? We don't look at that the issues became bottle, I'm afraid. We look at that now he freed her lashuk. It's like a grusha. In that case, then right now, to be mekadesher la'achas shetachlo tzivimtech means you're trying to create a relationship with a woman who right now is not roi l'kach. It's only la'achas shetomus yivimtech that it'll become nizbar l'mafreya that the relationship between the yovam and the yivama never existed. That's not a davish l'mafreya. The Bavli doesn't hold to this. Because the Bavli holds that the relationship between the yovam and the yivama is not subjective. The relationship between the yovam and the yivama is based on the fact that he could be bo leo bal korcho at any point. That means that there's an existing issues between them. Even if he dies, that doesn't change the fact that there was a potential issues, there was an issues between them. So that's also davish lebalayim. So this is just the tzuras and the shmaitz of Yezik and Enzik, and it really opens up for us the basic chakirus of how we look at hilchis arayis vis-a-vis the Yavam and the Yavama, and the definition, the mechanics of the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama before the point where the Yavam married the Yavama and it became Ki'ishta L'Cholda.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.